Date 3. Open Eyes. 2 Kings 6, 12 through 17. Opening Prayer by Ted Loader, Guerrillas of Grace. Eternal God, since silence seems to be the voice of holiness, the only language you speak directly, then I pray to be steeped in it until I fear it less and welcome it as an usher to grace, a narrator of sacred mysteries, until silence cease the fretful conversations of my mind with too little else than itself, until silence calm my heart to an ease, convene my senses to an anchored focus, hush my tongue to a chastened hold, until I discern in the silence an answer to that necessary question which, for the very life of me, it has not yet occurred to me to ask, until I am stretched alive and deep to its dimensions and catch at last and ready your assuring wink at me. Amen. Scripture reading, 2 Kings 6, 12 through 17, ESV. And one of his servants said, "None, my lord, O king, but Elijah, the prophet who is in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedroom." And he said, "Go and see where he is, that I may send and seize him." It was told him, "Behold, he is in Dotham." So he sent their horses and chariots and a great army, and they came by night and surrounded the city. When the servant of the man of God rose early in the morning and went out, behold, an army with horses and chariots was all around the city. And the servant said, "Alas, my master, what shall we do?" He said, "Do not be afraid, for those who are with us are more than those who are with them." Then Elijah prayed and said, "O Lord, please open his eyes that he may see." So the Lord opened his eyes of the young man, and he saw, and behold, the mountain was full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elijah. 2 Kings 6, 12 through 17, the message. But one of his men said, "No, my master, dear king, it's not any of us. It's Elijah the prophet in Israel. He tells the king of Israel everything you say, even what you whisper in your bedroom." The king said, "Go and find out where he is. I'll send someone and capture him." The report came back, "He's in Dothan." Then he dispatched horses and chariots, an impressive fighting force. They came by night and surrounded the city. Early in the morning, a servant of the holy man got up and went out. Surprise! Horses and chariots surrounding the city. The young man exclaimed, "Oh, master, what shall we do?" He said, "Don't worry about it. There are more on our side than on their side." Then Elijah prayed, "Oh God, open his eyes and let him see." The eyes of the young man were opened, and he saw a wonder. The whole mountainside full of horses and chariots of fire surrounding Elijah. Closing Prayer, "Empty Me, Lord," by Ted Loader, Guerrillas of Grace. Gracious and Holy One, Creator of all things and of emptiness, I come to you full of much that clutters and distracts, stifles and burdens me, and makes me a burden to others. Empty me now of growing dissatisfactions, of anxious imaginings, of fretful preoccupations, of nagging prejudices, of old scores to settle, and of the arrogance of being right. Empty me of the ways I unthinkedly think of myself as powerless, as a victim, determined by sex, age, race, as being less than I am, of as other than yours. Empty me of the disguises and lies in which I hide myself from other people and from my responsibility for my neighbors and for the world. Hollow out in me a space in which I will find myself, find peace and a whole heart, a forgiving spirit and holiness, the springs of laughter and the will to reach boldly for abundant life for myself and the whole human family.